This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a strong message that India is capable of attacking the terrorist hideouts with precision. On the success of Operation Sindoor, Modi said under the operation, not only the terrorist camps were destroyed, but their nefarious designs and audacity were also defeated. He gave this message while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab. He lauded the courage, valor, and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He said, Bharat Mata Ki Jai is the resolve of every soldier who is ready to sacrifice their lives for the country. He said, it is the voice of every citizen who wants to live for the country and do something for the country. In his interaction with the jawans of the armed forces, Modi said India is eternally grateful to them for everything they do for the nation. Yesterday, Modi had outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism and asserted that any terror attack on the country will be met with a strong and resolute response, and New Delhi will not be intimidated by nuclear threats. He said, India will not tolerate any kind of nuclear blackmail, warning Pakistan sternly and sending a clear message to the world in his address to the nation after Operation Sindoor yesterday. The Prime Minister said terror and trade and terror and talks cannot go together. Modi said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a high-level meeting with Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi in New Delhi to review the security situation along the western border of India. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh was also present in his meeting. An 11-day nationwide outreach campaign on Operation Sindoor has been launched today. Largely known as Tiranga Yatra, the campaign aims to highlight Indian Armed Forces' success against Pakistan. Ex-servicemen, social workers, social organizations, as well as prominent BJP leaders will be part of this public program. The campaign, which continues till 23rd of this month, will focus on how India decimated terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Three terrorists have been killed in a gunfight with security forces in Shukru Kelar forest area of Sopian district in Jammu and Kashmir. IGP Kashmir V.K. Virthi told Akashwani News Srinagar that the three killed terrorists are believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Taiba or the Resistance Front outfit. Earlier, the security forces launched a cordon and search operation following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists in the area. During the operation, terrorists opened heavy fire and fierce firefight ensued, which resulted in elimination of three terrorists. 14 people have died and 6 others hospitalized after allegedly consuming spurious liquor in Majitha in Punjab's Amritsar district. Amritsar Deputy Commissioner Sakshi Sawhney said that it was an unfortunate tragedy and assured that the government is extending all possible assistance. She also stated that the alleged suppliers have been arrested and further investigation is underway. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has declared the results of Class 12 and Class 10 examinations today. In Class 12, a total of 16,92,794 students had appeared for the examinations this year. Of this, 88.39% of students have passed, marking an increase of 0.41 percentage points over last year. Girls have outperformed boys by 5.94 percentage points, with over 91% passing the exam. Transgender students recorded a 100% pass percentage in Class 12 exam this year. In Class 10, a total of 23,71,939 students had appeared for the examinations this year. Of this, 93.66% of students have cleared the board exams, an increase of 0.06 percentage points from last year. Girls have again outshone boys by 2.37 percentage points, with 95% of them passing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated to students who have successfully cleared the CBSE Class 12 and Class 10 examinations. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.